you, bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Junior Jags Day at Jaguars OTAs. Members getting autographs after getting a sneak peek at the 7th OTA workout. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work after the weekend. Week 3 of OTAs underway, and lots of competition all over, of course, in Week 3. That's Gus Bradley's mantra. But the running back battle continues to heat up, and it should stay that way deep into training camp. T.J. Yeldon was selected 36th overall this year, and many feel he could be the immediate starter. But not so fast. There are plenty of veterans who've been around that might have something to say about that. Bernard Pierce is here now. Denard Robinson led the team in rushing last year. And Toby Gerhardt is healthy, finally. There's a lot of time between now and the season opener, and this competition is far from over.
Every year there's someone younger coming in to try to take your job, and you know, you got to be you're always competing, and I think that's what makes, you know, all of us so great is, you know, each and every day we're competing, but at the end of the day we're friends, and each one of us is trying to put our best foot forward, and, you know, all you can worry about is doing your best and see what happens.
Some other notes from Monday, starting in the secondary, Josh Evans trying to get back full. Gus Bradley said today that he'll likely stay at strong safety and get more reps there behind Jonathan Cyprian, but of course he can play free. He has 25 starts in the league at free safety. Tight end Clay Harbor continues to work off to the side, nursing a calf injury. If you add him to Thomas and Lewis, that's quite a trio, but no rush at this point to get him back on the field. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Gus Bradley got on the team a little bit after practice today. It was great with the media, of course, but maybe a little rust after a weekend.
Yeah, and he was asked after practice about the offense, and he said, hey, great day for the defense. And then he talked a little more. It was clearly not the offense's best day. Talking to Mercedes Lewis in the locker room afterward, he said an offense after a couple of days off, especially during this time, is going to have some rust, is going to have some things. He said Gus talked to him about overcoming adversity. Look, this is one of 13 or 14 OTA minicamp practices. This is when you're supposed to have days like this and get through that. So, not a big deal.
Some good news for the offense, though. Wide receiver Allen Robinson continues to work himself back. I guess rep by rep is the best way to describe it.
And talking to Allen today, said not completely different than what he was doing last week, but he feels like he's getting more back into it. He said something interesting. He's really focusing this offseason. He doesn't want to feel like a rookie next year. And he said even though he's gotten very few reps on that front, he feels like he's on pace to have that second year thing that we all talk about. So he's in pretty good spirits and certainly thinks there's plenty of time for him to get where he needs to be for the season.
Let's move quickly to defense. James Sample is out until at least the season with a broken arm. So where does that leave free safety now?
Actually, at least training camp with a broken arm. Might be back a couple weeks into that, which would be a good thing. You know, it leaves it for right now with Craig Loesting getting some more reps, Josh Evans working his way back into the mix. But I think in the long run, as long as Sample doesn't have another setback, I think you can look for him to still be competing with Sergio Brown. I still believe Sergio Brown starts the season. Although as things get going, Sample seems to be grasping it and playing well enough that I would expect him to be on the field very quickly during the season.
Breaking news going into another new week of OTAs. Julius Thomas, the tight end, is still pretty good, John.
Yeah, still good. Had, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but might have had a pretty good catch today. And T.J. Yeldon might have looked good again, so maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Don't tell Gus that, though.
That's
he
right.
got on him after
That's
practice
right.
today. Well done, John. Of course, the 8th OTA practice comes up on Tuesday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.